from Dave Eggers to David Cross. Just a few more questions. I think the readers of The Guardian, a well-informed bunch, left-leaning and perhaps outright Marxist, would want to know why an openly right-wing comedian like yourself would inflict himself on Soho. That bit you did when you sing via satellite a duet with John Ashcroft, isn't that song just an Americanized version of the German national anthem? I'm not sure how that's going to play in London. Also, do you still wear eyeliner?
From Dave Cross to Dave Eggers. While preaching to the choir can be satisfying for the ego, at the end of the day, it feels empty and useless. I will always be able to whip up a quick show for the quarterly fundraisers of the Sharp and Merciless Sword of Christ and other groups I support, but where's the challenge? My 3-week run at the Allen Ginsberg Theater in Berkeley, California is a good example of that. I was booed incessantly from start to finish by an audience of radical, drug-addled hippies. No one listened to a word I said, and the theater refused to pay me. Success! As for the eyeliner bit, I've always found gimmicks helpful to distract from lame comedy bits about Star Trek and the like, but apparently there is a fellow in England who not only wears eyeliner, but a whole lady's getup. Oh well, whatever helps sell that stuff, I guess. I'm going to continue to dress like a heterosexual man and rely on my material to create an impression.
From Dave Eggers to David Cross. You've been on a few TV shows in the U.S., Mr. Show with Bob and David, and Arrested Development, but both of them seem weighed down by your presence. Have you ever thought about quitting them so the shows could be better?
From David Cross to Dave Eggers. After I auditioned for the part of David in Mr. Show with Bob and David, I remember thinking I'd really blown it. They were looking for an edgy nerd, and I had just come from the American Douchebag Awards on MTV, so I was wearing my Prada suit and sunglasses. But they were able to see through to the real me and see that I could, in fact, play a socially awkward nerd, and they gave me the part. But in answer to your question, I struggled with that very dilemma often. I sought guidance from Jim Belushi, who told me that it didn't matter at all if I was talented or right for the part or not, that the best thing to do was not only ignore my obvious lack of any discernible talent or charm, but to embrace my loutishness. I will forever be in his debt.
From Dave Eggers to David Cross, or a more serious one. You've ranted about how goofy American protesters can be. When the war in Iraq was being pre-protested, you were on some of the talk shows and you were berating the left for bringing bongo drums and dressing as clowns and generally treating an anti-war protest as a sort of hippie love-in party. And you're one of the leading liberal voices that's critical of how silly the left sometimes looks. There were more protesters of that war than at any time since the civil rights era. Were they ignored by the media, too, because they looked like hippie freaks?
From David Cross to Dave Eggers. I'm not so sure that they were ignored rather than dismissed. They, at least 15 million worldwide, seemed to be regarded with a sense of tolerated obligation that this is what you get when you live in a free society. Sorry, folks. A protest would be shown on the news and treated like it was a minor annoyance, like a bad storm or an outbreak of flu. And while there were plenty of regular folks from all over the world who trekked to wherever because they felt it was important for their voices to be heard, it was usually only the radical stereotypes who got shown on TV because of, not in spite of, their inane, childish, hippie outfits. Dressing up inexplicably like a robot wearing a multicolored afro wig, standing on stilts and yelling that Bush is a Nazi at scared and disgusted middle-aged tourists only causes to make the already severe polarization, not to mention the fierce anti-intellectualism in this country, even more irreversible. Way to go, you dumb fucks. Okay, thank you, Suzette. I'm sorry.
Suzette
Preling.
Preling,
Dr.
Yes.
Suzette Preling, yes. Preling. So everybody go out and get Dr. Suzette Preling's book.
You're only dead.
You're only dead
when you're dead.
So
good.
Start living.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much. If there's anything you need in your session, let me know.
Okay. Yeah, I would love you to come over to my session.
Well, I mean, if there's something specific you'd like me to do, otherwise I'm...
There's plenty of specific things I'd like you to do.
Well, I mean, like, you know, just as far as reading. Otherwise, I got that covered. Okay,
so.
Yeah, so I won't
all right.
Bother you.
Maybe I'll just borrow this champagne then. Just one?
Have one. You can have one. Here, take the open one, the one that's already open.
But the bubbles are gone.
Yeah, well, that's... You don't want that because you've got to read. You'll be burping.
All right. Well, you're the man.
Yep.
Thank
I certainly
you.
Am. All right. Okay. Thank you very much. I'll see you out.
Okay, room 12.
Okay, great. Well, I won't be showing up, but good luck to you, and good luck on the book.
Thank you.
Thank you.